KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies in Atlantic, and at 66 degrees. We could see some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy skies with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon on a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Rotary Club has announced that they will again host their annual 4th of July flight breakfast featuring the Pancake Men, canceled last year, of course, due to the pandemic restrictions. The event is back for 2021, and Rotary members invite you to join them for this fun local tradition. The Atlantic Rotary 4th of July flight breakfast is scheduled for this coming Sunday, July 4th, at the Atlantic Airport, of course, located at 59706 Airport Road, just on the west side of town. Breakfast with the Pancake Men will be served by Rotary members from 7 until 11 a.m., featuring $7 all-you-can-eat pancakes with sausage and drinks. Pilots from across southwest Iowa and beyond are invited to the airport for breakfast as well, and all fly-in pilots will eat for free. The public will be able to enjoy watching the planes take off and land at the airport while enjoying the meal. All proceeds from the flight breakfast support the City of Atlantic Fireworks Show, which is scheduled to be held at the AMU Well Fields by the Atlantic Little League Fields, which is just across from KJAN on Olive Street, at dusk on July 4th. Cumberland Fire and Rescue Chief Brad Penton on Tuesday posted on social media that their new ambulance has arrived, decked out in bold and vivid colors. Penton says, "We would like to thank everyone in the community for your continued support throughout the past few years for the donations." He offered a special thanks to some businesses that sealed the deal on making the purchase happen. They include Cumberland Telephone Company, 21st Century Co-op, Houghton State Bank, and JBG Farm Corporation. Without everyone's help, Penton said that large purchases like this are very difficult to make. Officials with the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services Region said Tuesday that with the goal of better serving the residents of the region, Southwest Iowa MHDS has created a new website that features a tool that can provide immediate resource information. Southwest Iowa MHDS Region CEO Suzanne Watson says the region has continued its work with stakeholders to create systems that work. She says the new website, in particular, the Resource Connection, allows immediate information for housing and shelters, disaster services, mental health, substance abuse, home health services, and much more. The Southwest Iowa MHDS serves a 9-county area in the southwest corner of Iowa. The geographic area includes the counties of Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby. Watson says, "Our plan is to improve health, hope, and successful outcomes for adults in the region who have mental disabilities and intellectual developmental disabilities, including those with multi-occurring substance abuse issues, health issues, physical disabilities, brain injuries, and other complex human service needs." Also featured prominently on the website, www.swiamhds.com, is the Hope for Iowa Crisis Call Line. Jenny Gore, director, said they want everyone to know that the Hope for Iowa Crisis Call Line is available 24/7 and connect individuals in crisis to trained counselors who can guide the caller to various resources. Gore says seeking professional help when self-help efforts to improve your mental health aren't working is a sign of strength, not a weakness. An Iowa State University study finds a person who is sleep-deprived may not give as much information during an interview with law enforcement, whether that person is a suspect or a potential witness. ISU psychology professor Zlatan Krizan said about 140 volunteers were questioned for the study. Half got a regular night's sleep, while the other half lost up to 8 hours of sleep over 2 days.
What we saw is that sleep-deprived individuals reported fewer pieces of that critical information, regardless whatever crime they disclosed about. If you count up those individual pieces, that ended up being about 7% less, which when you think about numerous interviews conducted in the field, even for a single case, really adds up to a significant.
As part of the study, participants were asked to disclose past criminal activity based on a list of 20 crimes, things ranging from transporting fireworks and trespassing to shoplifting and driving under the influence. They were then questioned about the most severe crimes. Underage drinking, experimenting with illegal drugs, and driving under the influence were most common ones. Those who slept less were not as motivated to recall information or found doing so required more effort. Krizan said the FBI provided a grant for the research.
There's a branch of Department of Justice that's really interested in how can we effectively and ethically get accurate information. Because keep in mind, in a lot of contexts, it's not about getting a confession. It's about getting information that you can check, that you can verify, that you can act on.
The study is one of the first to look at how sleep affects behavior during interrogations or interviews. Grizon's study is published in the academic journal Sleep. And the Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a man from Shenandoah was arrested Tuesday following the initial report of a reckless driver in the area of Highway 275 and 250th Street. Deputies were then called to the area of 190th Street and 370th Avenue north of Farragut for a report of the same vehicle in the ditch. They located the driver, 38-year-old Randall Jackson, who was arrested for OWI second offense. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.